toll-free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So I come into the studio a few minutes before the show because I was actually out all day at the local county fair here in Chester County, New Hampshire, doing some outreach. And so, you know, it's kind of nice to get out and do a real day's worth of work, again, as opposed to sitting in front of a computer screen all day calling radio stations, which is what I normally do. And I come back in, and you're shouting into the microphone, Mark. You've got your Edgington Post podcast series that you've been doing, and I guess this episode that you've just posted, I believe, just now, right?
To SoundCloud? I did.
To our SoundCloud channel was pretty fiery.
I'm not going to say that any. It was a debate, right? Like I think everybody walked away, still feeling fine and all that stuff. But it was, it's on the topic of morality, the voting, whether or not voting is immoral or not. And I contend and have contended that voting is not an immoral act in and of itself.
I would agree with you, and there's been a lot of discussion about voting over the years on this particular program. But you were talking with Cal, who we had on from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah.
He is an activist.
LiberateRVA.com, I believe, is his site.
Right. An activist in the Richmond, Virginia area. And he is of the mindset that he's going to set Virginia free, or at least Richmond free. And
I hope he's successful.
I do, too, although it's my observation that he's relatively new to the activism scene. And
hey, some new guy has to come along and get it right.
Well, that's true. Maybe he's the...
Stand on the shoulder of giants.
Maybe he's got the fresh ideas that no one has ever, really heard of before that are going to do what it takes to really bring people on board with the ideas of liberty. But I didn't hear the whole conversation you guys had. I heard kind of half of it as I was in and out of the studio as you were producing the podcast before the live show tonight. And it sounded to me like the same old game of let's try to convince people not to vote and somehow expect that that's going to lead to the downfall of aggression.
That's what I heard, too. He believes that not voting is the first step among many along the path of not using aggressive force. I do not see how voting is necessarily aggression.
Most people don't vote in most elections.
Yeah, most people don't vote in most elections. So, not voting.
How's that working out?
Not voting is not shrinking the size of the state.
What about the elections in which no one votes? There are elections like that. There have been towns, for instance, that have had elections, and not even the candidates themselves will come out and cast a ballot. 0% will turn out. The bureaucrats themselves won't come out and cast a ballot. I mean, normally you can count on the bureaucrats to come out and vote for their own system. But in some cases, nobody comes, and, well, what do you know? The whole town continues to exist.
The government in that town continues to go on. Well, I did ask that question of Cal, and you can go to, our SoundCloud page and hear the interview now.
Yeah, you can access that at freetalklive.com. Look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share. You'll find our SoundCloud link there. And there's also a link there directly to the Edgington Post podcast. So if you want to subscribe, we've got our main podcast, which includes Edgington Post. But if you just want to subscribe separately to Edgington Post, you can do that as well. It's all on the left-hand side at freetalklive.com. It sounded like it was a great conversation, really interesting and passionate. There was passion involved.
If that's what you wish to hear, yep, I've got it. Yeah. Today.
So 855-453, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want. I mentioned toward the very end of the show last night that there was news about how the FBI has been raiding people's homes looking for literature. According to greenisthenewred.com, when FBI and Joint Terrorism Task Force agents raided multiple activist homes in the Northwest last week, they were in search of, quote, anti-government or anarchist literature. The raids were part of a multi-state operation that targeted activists in Portland, Olympia, and Seattle, Washington. At least three people were served subpoenas to appear before a grand jury in Seattle. That grand jury expected to happen tomorrow. In addition to anarchist literature, the warrants also authorize agents to seize flags, flag-making material, cell phones, hard drives, address books, and black clothing. The listing of black clothing and flags, along with comments made by police, indicates that the FBI may ostensibly be investigating black bloc tactics used during May Day protests in Seattle, which destroyed corporate property. If that's true, how are books and literature evidence of criminal activity, asks the blog at greenisthenewred.com. To answer that, we need to look at the increasing harassment, surveillance, and prosecution of anarchists and political activists associated with the Occupy movement. In some cases, such as the May Day arrests in Cleveland, the FBI has been so desperate to arrest anarchist terrorists, so-called, that it supplied them with bomb-making materials and used an informant to entrap them. We were just talking about those guys last night. Yep. One of them's from Keene. I don't know him, but he is originally from Keene. The same thing happened in Chicago. The motivation for these operations and the instruction that anarchist is equivalent to terrorist is coming straight from the top levels of the federal government. And as I recently wrote, new documents show the FBI is conducting domestic terrorism training presentations about anarchists. The FBI presentation described anarchists as criminals seeking an ideology to justify their activities. And this is the guilt by assist.
Now, this doesn't make any sense to me. The criminals seeking an ideology to back their activities. You know, if these black bloc anarchists, if they're what I see on TV, which is people in black with balaclavas and masks over their face, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing, tossing Molotov cocktails at law enforcement that's standing there, hapless law enforcement with shields and sticks. If that's the case, how many other criminals that aren't ideologically driven are doing that? If they're seeking an ideology to back their actions, then they would be, somebody out there would be doing the actions without the ideology, right?
Right.
If, in fact, the ideology drives them to do the actions, then what this person is saying is spurious.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. The guilt by association mentality that's guiding the FBI and JTTF assaults on political activity. If agents find anarchist literature in a raid, it's evidence of criminal activity because anarchism in and of itself, they claim, is criminal activity.
Mm.
The Seattle grand jury may or may not be investigating the May Day protests. What's clear, though, is that the grand jury is...
So what part of anarchism is criminal activity? I mean, is it the circle or the A? Is it the black? I mean, we're after black clothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, what part of anarchism is illegal activity? Because I have to know, anarchists probably eat cereal for breakfast. It couldn't be that part, right? We all do that.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't get cereal for breakfast, but whatever.
A lot of people
eat cereal for breakfast. I mean, so I'm not sure what they do. I know that there's a coffee bar out there called the Black and the Red.
That's
coffee
right.
bar that excluded police officers from coming in there. And I'm wondering, well, if they're anarchists, why haven't they locked them up for being illegal? Whatever that means. I guess there's more illegal people like, folks across the border without the papers. And I just don't know. What part of anarchism is illegal?
Apparently the ideas. Because this is clearly designed to send an intimidation message to the people that consider themselves anarchists. Like, look out. If you're an anarchist, a raid could be in your future. We won't arrest you necessarily. We'll just take all your literature and your clothing and your masks and whatever else it is that we
They call that stealing.
Yeah.
If I come up to you and I take your stuff, it's stealing. If a police officer comes up to you and takes your stuff without arresting you, then it's stealing. They only have arrest powers.
It's not stealing when they do it, though, Mark. There's likely an exception in the law for done under lawful authority.
We'll just call it lawful authority. We're never going to, they're not supposed to take your stuff unless they're arresting you.
Grand juries are secretive processes that are frequently used against political activists in order to acquire information. They are fishing expeditions. If activists refuse to testify about their personal beliefs and political associations, they can be imprisoned. Jordan Holliday, for example, was recently released after serving more than 6 months in prison and being imprisoned once already for 4 months for asserting his First Amendment and Fifth Amendment rights and refusing to provide information about the animal rights movement. As one organizer with Occupy Seattle said after the raid, quote, "We are not being raided for connection to any crime, but to some political ideology that the police think that we have." 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And even if you could win a court case after the fact, after spending a bunch of money on this, you probably won't get your stuff back. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? You have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage for purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice, Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored LendingAllianceUSA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the Center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides, or for a consultation. Call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Lots of archives. They go all the way back to late 2006. You can download as many as you like. And once again, that's freetalklive.com to go and access those. And then, of course, the SoundCloud link on the left hand side of the page. We'll take you to the archives in a different form. It will allow you to easily share those archives with your friends on your favorite social networking bookmarking website. So head over, get interactive, and download plenty of archives for free, all at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about what you want, plus more about the raids on the homes of anarchists here in a moment. It's pretty scary stuff. First, we go to Jules, calling from St. Louis. Jules, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, I have some good news to report.
Great.
It happened last night. Brent Stafford, who was arrested for trespassing at his own caucus back in March at the St. Charles County Raucous Caucus. I don't know if you remember or heard of that before.
Was this the Louisiana one, or which caucus was this?
This was in St. Charles, Missouri.
Okay, what happened?
There was about 1,000 caucus participants, a strong contingent of Ron Paul supporters. Brent was the one that was supposed to be to be elected chair. The caucus organizers had a no videotaping rule, which was against the procedures of the caucus, and that irritated a lot of people. And as such, the caucus pretty much was shut down before it started. Well, he tried to do a rump caucus outside, so on the property of the school that it happened at.
And okay, I remember this, yep.
Yeah, and the police arrested him.
For what exactly?
For trespassing.
Being at the on the school grounds that he was supposed to be at?
Correct.
Okay.
He was acquitted last night of the charges.
Oh, fantastic.
By a jury?
By a judge.
Okay.
Nice to know.
Cool. I'm really glad that it worked out, yeah.
And I had attended the trial, and there were some things that you have said that I noticed in the trial. And one thing was the cops were always saying, well, I felt threatened. Brent Stafford, he is a physically disabled man, has a prosthetic leg, and is has a hearing deficiency in at least one ear.
Yep.
Wow.
I've been threatening already.
A real threat, yeah. So did he have to hire an attorney to succeed, or did he take this on alone? Did he have a public defender? Do you know?
He actually had the Freedom Center of Missouri, which the attorney, Dave Rowland, is doing a pro bono for
Fifth
Amendment cases and took his case.
Oh, thank goodness. Because that would have been horrible to, you know, have been arrested for trespass and then to have to pay thousands of dollars for an attorney just to try, just to hope to get an acquittal.
Yeah, and call that a win.
And call it a win. So he actually did come out fairly undamaged from this whole process. And if anything, it might have ended up getting the Ron Paul campaign a little bit of extra publicity. So perhaps from a wider perspective, it was a win. But then
any
again, no one wants to go to court.
Any chance the Rump Caucus is going to be considered the appropriate caucus or not?
Actually, they did a do-over caucus, and the Ron Paul supporters, if I remember correctly, did take control of that caucus.
I see.
Jules, thanks for the update. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Glad to hear it worked out. 855-450-FREE. Gene, the Christian anarchist, is in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Gene.
Hey, it didn't take me long. Only 1 week after coming back to this country, and the gang of thugs in blue got me and gave me a piece of paper saying that I violated one of their arbitrary ordinances.
Oh no! What happened?
Which one was this?
It was some ordinance called speeding. So, the first time I got one in the Corvette. So.
Now, how long were you in China?
1 month.
So you were in China for an entire month, had no issues whatsoever with the police, and then within a week of returning, you've already got a court date?
I haven't even called yet to find out what I'm going to do about it. But, it didn't take me long. And, you know, these guys, I call up and I make comparisons, but people really need to go to other countries just to try and see what things are like, because we get a very distorted view of what other countries are like. And I never see this kind of attitude in other countries.
We had a guy last night calling saying that he thought China was the military is going to take over and invade, basically.
Whose military is invading what?
Well, China has the largest army in the world, and therefore they're a threat to the United States and its interests.
According to last night's caller.
Yeah. Well, it would be a very quite an undertaking to get that army to cross that ocean to come over here and bother us. So unless they get a whole lot of new ships or troop ships and things like that and aircraft carrier to support it, there's no way they're going to have to, that we need to worry about anything.
They've got an aircraft carrier.
They have one aircraft carrier, an old Soviet ship that never got finished in the shipyards, and the Chinese bought it and finished it up, and now they're playing with it, trying to figure out how to use it. It's going to take them 20 years before they can get support vessels to keep that thing going and to
right.
get any kind of movements with it.
Without the proper support vessels, an aircraft carrier is a landing dock for enemy bombs.
Yep. And they're almost obsolete now in the current state of warfare. So
yeah, the next wars aren't going to be fought by people in airplanes. They're going to be fought by robots from the sky.
Right. So, but anyway, the cops over there in China and the other people that I've talked to that are supposedly in authority, they actually are nice to people. They're nice to Chinese people and they're nice to foreign people. And they don't have the attitude that our TSA has, our police officers have. And, of course, they don't have guns, so they can't shoot you through the head like our cops can.
And, interestingly, the protests that have been going on in China regarding sort of the environmental protests, the government has capitulated at every point. When was the last time the government capitulated to a protest here in the United States?
And the Chinese government is known for that. I mean, they will bend over backwards. When the crowds hit the street, the government will... They'll make some heads roll in order to satisfy the people and get them to shut up for a while. So they do that all the time. It's well known over there that even my wife's parents have gone through the streets and protested some retirement cutback or something. I don't know what it was they were protesting, but the government backtracked and made some concessions and everybody walked away happy. And that's what happens over there all the time. So,
right. But you wouldn't call China the bastion of freedom.
Absolutely
by any stretch.
Not. If you try to do any kind of speech, free speech against the government, you will wind up getting taken down. So that's the one thing that you just can't do over there.
Gene, thanks for the call tonight. Good luck with your speeding ticket. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. Good contrast there between the different governments. Appreciate the perspective as well as somebody who has actually been there. 1-855-450-3733. You take control. Bring up what you want. More on the raids on the homes of anarchists coming up. Free Talk Live.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today. And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features on our site. They are completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com features, including news updates. You can get signed up for email updates over at news.freetalklive.com. And that's also where you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, where you'll get more than just news updates from Free Talk Live. You will get the same kind of news content that we send out on the email list, but you get even more than that now during the live shows. We'll be tweeting and Facebooking as we have new topics and such and questions for you to answer. So you can go to news.freetalklive.com to get interactive there. Question I asked there a moment ago was raids on Twitter and Facebook, that is, was raids on homes of anarchists, cops searching for clothing and books, no arrests, still calling yourself an anarchist? Seems like yet another reason to abandon that particular terminology for those out there who seem to have quite the penchant for the term, the people who love liberty using the term anarchist. Just, it doesn't seem to make any sense. You're associating yourself with people who are seen as violent, whether it's
in a lot of cases they are.
It's in some cases they are. Whether that's an accurate thing or not, an accurate assessment or not, is another question. But to the feds, they certainly believe that being an anarchist is equivalent to being violent, and they're acting as though that's the case, and going around raiding people's homes. We can continue with that and also take your calls, 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, and speaking of taking calls, it's the SACL CAI phone line. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They do collections, early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, they can handle it for you. One of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. And, you know, I don't know where Free Talk Live would be without SACL CAI. We thank them. It's SACL CAI.
So I've been looking a little deeper on this story that originally saw at greenisthenewred.com, where Will Potter was reporting on these FBI raids in multiple locations. A multi-state operation happened in Portland, Olympia, and Seattle. So all in the Northwest, where they seized anarchist literature as well as flags, flag-making material, cell phones, hard drives, address books, and black clothing. Nemi is joining us this evening. Good evening, Nemi.
Good evening, Ian.
So pretty disturbing news here as, you know, thugs calling themselves the FBI, dressed in basically army green, kind of the, you know, the SWAT team look, but more militarized than you might think, that kind of look. These guys were swarming over these houses. There's photos from the media that happened to find out about this and came onto the scene. Photos of what looks like here. I'm looking at the picture of a front of one of these homes, and you can see at least a dozen guys standing there. There may be more men in the home. They are carrying machine guns. And
they clearly have somebody's, you know, assent to act as though they're dealing with some very dangerous people, right? I mean, this is how police act when they are dealing with very dangerous people.
And looking at the schedule, it says I don't know if you have this up, but it says they're basing the search on suspicion of conspiracy to destroy government property, interstate travel with intent to riot, and conspiracy to travel interstate with intent to riot. Spot police.
Suspicion of conspiracy. So if I have the anarchist cookbook in my home or on my computer, does that mean that I'm more likely to be a mad bomber?
I don't know what that means at all.
Is that evidence of conspiracy to commit violence?
No more than possessing a gun is the conspiracy to rob a bank.
Because the Anarchist Cookbook, I mean, I haven't seen it in years, but I remember a copy of it being in my possession at one point in the past, in the 90s as a teenager. The Anarchist Cookbook has drug recipes, it has bomb-making recipes, and all kinds of interesting information. And some have suggested that some of the instructions in the Anarchist Cookbook are actually dangerous, and that if people actually try to engage in some of those recipes...
You know, somebody's face got set on fire trying to make napalm in there?
No, but I had a copy of the Anarchist Cookbook when I was in high school. This is, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
And now it's something that they can come raid your house over.
That's right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the Keene Activity Center has some anarchist literature up on the wall. You know, it kind of makes me wonder about the raid that happened at the Keene Activity Center a little while ago. It wasn't an armed raid, crazy, you know, aggressive raid like this, but it was a raid, and it almost makes me wonder.
It was a zoning board raid.
That was the claim, that it was a zoning thing, and I believe that's true.
Firefighters with them.
But it did happen at around the same time that the FBI had taken an interest in the Keene Activity Center as well. Was it a coincidence? I'll leave that to you to decide. But in this case, OregonLive.com is reporting on details. So originally we had a blog post, and this is local news media in Oregon. They say that it was part of an ongoing violent crime investigation, according to the FBI. Warrants were served at multiple locations there in, I guess this is Portland. North and Northeast Portland is the ones they were writing about. So they served warrants on at least four different locations. No arrests were made, so this was simply to take stuff. They just wanted to take stuff. Just like they do with the marijuana clubs in California when they raid those. They take the plants, they take the cash, but they don't arrest anybody.
If they have a warrant, I guess that it fits within the constitutional bounds. I mean,
you would guess, but you can't actually read the warrant to find out because the warrants are sealed, according to the spokeswoman for the bureaucracy.
Then as far as I'm concerned, then they're setting themselves up for violence. I mean, really? You're going to come in my home, but you're not going to show me the warrant? You're just going to tell me that you've got a warrant? How do I know that a warrant has been issued if you're not going to show me a warrant?
Residents in the area.
I mean, at that point, a person should be able to defend their property from anyone.
I agree.
Right? I mean, you're supposed to be able to defend your property, and they're refusing to show you a warrant. I agree with you, it's not going to work. I'm just saying that, look, I mean,
what actually happened here. Right.
What position do they leave somebody in?
Well, you just do what you're told.
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, that's what you do generally. That's what I recommend you do when somebody's coming up to rob you on the street, is do what they say, give them the money that they want, and let them go away. But what do they reduce themselves to? they're really just nothing but a gang of thieves at that point.
Residents in the area of the raid awakened to the sound of a helicopter circling over the head. FBI agents were there raiding at 6 a.m. They were still on the location at approximately 10 in the morning. Rosa Aguiar, who owns the home and rents it out, says she believes the agents were not looking for the current tenants, but a group that had moved out more than a year ago.
Justice's terrible swift sword.
Aguiar said she did not renew the group's lease because she had received so many complaints about them. Bonani Lee, who has lived in the neighborhood for 3 years, described the former tenants as anarchists who ran an information booth at Alberta Street's last Thursday event. She said large numbers of people were in and out of the house while the group was living there, and she was home when the FBI arrived this morning. She said, "I heard lots of pounding at 6 o'clock. I got up and saw the whole thing. I saw them screaming to get in. They were using the battering ram, and finally the door just opened." She said the current occupants came out and agents very quickly let them go. Near another home, neighbors said no one had lived in the house for several years. In recent months, however, they did notice activity.
Some tax dollars at work. Dizzying police work here. Well, these guys are some competent.
Well, they claim that there was a light on inside recently and that people in their 20s were coming and going recently.
But it was a different, it was rented to different people, though.
This was a different house, and they didn't cause any trouble, but they seemed to be living in the house. Then, a month ago, an officer on a patrol car was seen checking out the home. Neighbors said they heard multiple loud bangs at 6 in the morning, followed by yelling. So really, it looks like the FBI has succeeded at waking up the neighborhood at 6 in the morning, by banging on these front doors.
Thanks for that, fellas.
Bashing them in, you know, all to protect people from the anarchist literature in the neighborhood.
The black clothes, too.
Rundown home appeared to be empty, except for a chair and a desk and a roll of paper towels visible from a window. Grass was overgrown at the location.
What else do you need?
Anarchists don't use paper towels.
So
they shove them in the bottles to make Molotov cocktails.
Oh, right.
So this is pretty disturbing. I mean, anybody who believes that, you know, your home is your castle, anybody that believes in the right to free speech,
they're anachronism.
Should be pretty upset about this. The idea that the possession of certain literature puts you on some kind of a suspect list and justifies police raids is pretty outrageous. And what do you do about this? Hire a lawyer?
Sue for an apology.
Great. I don't know about you, but I can't just afford to go hire a multi-$1,000 lawyer to try to get an apology or try to get my papers back. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player, without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Starting today, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings starting today. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so head over there and enjoy those on us. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
So, 855-450-FREE allows you to take control here. 1-855-450-3733. That number brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yep, bitcoins, they're the world's first digital currency. You can send and receive bitcoins without having to pay any fees to any governmental agencies or any banking organizations. Your account is your own. It's impossible for anyone to mess with your account. They can't freeze it. They can't cause a chargeback. They can't take a fee out of it when you send anything. Nothing. Bitcoins, they're 100% yours and completely in your control. And you can get check out more about bitcoins by going to weusecoins.org and get bitcoins at bitinstant.com. There at bitinstant.com, you'll find out how you can go to more than 700,000 locations worldwide. Each different location has different specifications to it. So you'll need to check out the particular place you go, but it's easy. You can go there and deposit money and have bitcoins in your account by the time you get back. Ian, you did it.
Absolutely. It was easy. Very simple.
Bitinstant.com.
All right, so our number again, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. You know, since we're in the Northwest, we'll give you another crazy story out of the Northwest. Oregon man sentenced to 30 days in jail for collecting rainwater on his property.
In some of these Western states, that rainwater belongs to the state.
A rural Oregon man was sentenced Wednesday to 30 days in jail. This was last week. And over $1,500 in fines because he had three reservoirs on his property to collect and use rainwater. Gary Harrington of Eagle Point says he plans to appeal his conviction in circuit court on nine misdemeanor charges under 1925 law for having what state water managers called three illegal reservoirs on his property and for filling the reservoirs with rainwater and snow runoff. Harrington told CNSNews.com in an interview that the government is bullying him.
says they've just gotten to be big bullies. And if you just lay over and die and give up, that just makes them bigger bullies. So we as Americans, we need to stand on our constitutional rights, on our rights as citizens, and hang tough. This is a good country and will prevail, he said. And I agree.
If it's a good country, how did it get controlled by bad people?
Well, I agree with the sentiment of his statement. I agree with him that if you continue to roll over for these people, they will continue to come up with new regulations, new taxes, new ways to control you. And that's why things are the way they are. That's why things are so bad, is because people just go along to get along. They shrug their shoulders and say, oh, that's too bad. Oh, it sucks. I don't like it, but I'll just pay up. I'll do what you say.
Here, have some money. Go away.
Right, just leave me alone. Leave my family alone. And who can blame them? I mean, you can't blame folks for doing that. I've done it. You've probably done it. Everybody's probably done it at some point, unless you're one of the rare folks who's never had any kind of an encounter whatsoever with any regulatory agency, taxing authority, police officer, sheriff's department. I mean, maybe there's some so-called respectable out there that has avoided all of that, but it seems like most people have had some sort of interaction.
Yeah,
with
that person is the Lord of Greystoke, and that's it.
Yeah, and so it's because people just do what they're told. It's because they just go along to get along. It's why they continue to invade our privacy. It's why they continue to invade our business with their regulations and to invade your wallet with their taxation. So you have to ask yourself, when will you stand up? Now, we talked in detail last night about how violence is not the answer. But I think that non-cooperation is a pretty strong solution to the problem of government continuing to reach into our lives. If people just wouldn't go along to get along anymore, if they would, for instance, when charged with some nonsense like this, collecting rainwater on your property, or a speeding ticket, or cannabis possession, or, you know, you fill in the blank of whatever victimless crime that they're regularly charging people with. I mean, police are out there pulling people over all day, every day, and issuing people ticket after ticket after ticket. Parking tickets are issued left and right in cities with parking ordinances and parking meters and such. All you have to do is take it to trial, and then their system will crash and burn. If you have enough people deciding they're going to not take this anymore and they're going to go ahead and challenge their so-called crimes, that would create such a load of cases, such a burden of cases on the court system, that charges would have to be dropped. Now, of course, it's possible that you live in an area where this is advice that is not very helpful. And there are certain areas in which they have what you call court costs. In some jurisdictions, they actually will require that you pay a fine in advance before allowing you to challenge it in court. So there's some places where it's really ridiculous to just try to get a court trial, the supposed right to a trial that you have.
Manchester's like that.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to pay a fine in Manchester before you can take something to trial?
Ticket. Yep. Parking ticket you have to pay in full before you can take it to trial.
Wow, I'm shocked by that. Another reason not to move to Manchester.
I suspect it's coming to Keene.
You know, maybe so. It wouldn't surprise me. I'm surprised they haven't outlawed Robin Hooding yet. We've got people that will go around from parking meter to parking meter and eyeball them and see which meters are expired and put a nickel in there to give somebody five more minutes to prevent them from getting a ticket from the meter maid. They don't like it very much. The meter maids have actually called the police on the people that have been doing Robin Hooding, but the police haven't been able to do anything about it because there's no ordinance in Keene about that. But in some cities, there is an ordinance that prohibits people from putting money in anyone else's meter besides their own.
They had the parking experiment downtown that would have negated Robin Hooding, too, but
that's
that
true.
Failed.
Yeah.
I was surprised to see that failed.
Yeah, I was,
they admitted it failed.
I was, too. The police chief actually admitted publicly that there was a wrong decision to put these kiosks up, the ones where you pay at the location and you put a little receipt on your dash, those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
That did actually fail miserably here in Keene. People, there was a big pushback against that. And when people, you know, people weren't refusing to pay the tickets, but they were at least speaking up. They were at least contacting the police and contacting the city rather than just quietly going along to get along. So it's good to speak out. It's good to contact the bureaucrats and complain.
Oh, yeah.
It's good to fill up their email boxes and their voicemails with messages. And The best thing you can do is refuse to obey, is refuse to pay the tickets, take them to court. And, of course, if you're here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, in most places they don't have this thing where you have to pay in advance. In Concord, I know that's not the case because I've challenged a parking ticket in Concord as well as here in Keene. So there's a real benefit, obviously, to getting people together who think of or of a like mindset. Anyway, my point is this guy's absolutely right when he says that people need to stand up or the bully just keeps getting more and more integrated in your life. Just takes more and more and demands more obedience.
Sure. If the bully can get 10% of your earnings, then why wouldn't he ask for 15?
The court has given Harrington, and this is the case of the guy with the rainwater he's collected, 2 weeks to report to the Jackson County Jail to begin serving his sentence. Harrington said...
That'll teach him.
He said the case first began in 2002 when state water managers told him there were complaints about three reservoirs, that is, ponds, on his more than 170 acres of land. Now, how is it that someone would be able to complain about that? I mean, I'm just curious. Look, I get it when somebody complains about, like, a couch out in my tenant's lawn, which happened to me several years ago. I live in a neighborhood in a relatively, you know, urban area, at least for New Hampshire. Houses are somewhat close together. Plots are not very large. You know, you can see the whole plot of land from the street, that kind of thing. 170 acres? Who's complaining about this?
The person flying the plane over the property.
Great point.
That or the possibility exists that they have, one of these, here in New Hampshire, you have this sort of right, they'll reduce your taxes if you put it into current use. And it's not much of a reduction, but it is some reduction in your taxes if you basically put it in current use. That means that people can hunt, hike or do with the horse ride or whatever they want basically on your land as long as they don't, disturb your property essentially. So that's the trade that you make. You allow people to hike on your property in exchange for lower taxes. And maybe that is the same way it is over there.
According to Oregon water laws, all water is publicly owned. Translation, public means government.
Yeah, theirs.
Anyone who wants to store any type of water on their property must first obtain a permit from state water managers. Harrington said he applied for 3 permits to legally house reservoirs for storm and snow water runoff on his property. One of the reservoirs had been on his property for 37 years, he said.
Yeah.
Though the State Water Resource Department initially approved the permits in 2003, state and a state court ultimately reversed the decision. He said they issued me my permits, I had my permits in hand, and then they retracted them arbitrarily. They took them back and said, no, you can't have them. So I've been fighting it ever since. 855-450-FREE. Oh, no, you've already built those reservoirs? Well, you can go ahead and tear them down now.
You can fill them full of dirt until we say it's okay again.
That's our water falling from the sky.
855-450-FREE.
That's where the complaints came from.
That's how absurd this is. Hour 2 is next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.